Last week we learnt that US security agencies have been gathering millions of phone records and tapping into the personal data of many of the world's biggest internet companies, some with their worldwide data centres based here in Dublin. We'll be talking to the Data Protection Commissioner, Billy Hawkes, later in the programme and hearing a little of what the man behind the revelation told the Guardian newspaper of why he wanted the world to know they were being spied on online. Let's talk first though to lecturer at UCD School of Law and Chairman of Digital Rights Ireland, TJ McIntyre. TJ, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
What questions do you believe these revelations raise for authorities here, and particularly for the Data Protection Commissioner, who we'll be talking to later?
I think there is fundamental questions for authorities and users throughout Europe, because we can't afford to paint this as a domestic US issue. In fact, if anything, it's the opposite. The key scandal is the revelation that under US law, non-US citizens have essentially no Fourth Amendment rights, no privacy rights in their personal data, which is stored with US companies. And that means that the personal information you store with Google, with Microsoft, with other companies in the US is potentially open to being exploited with very little in the way of real controls.
The fact that a lot of these companies, and these are very well known companies, from YouTube to Skype to Facebook to Google, a lot of them are based here. Does that mean that that authorities here have a proxy role as essentially the European watchdog for these companies? Do them being based here mean anything for Ireland?
That's a very good question, because very often with these services, the actual data storage is being based in the US. So, for example, the fact that Google has offices here doesn't necessarily mean that these particular databases are stored here or that access to them is controlled under Irish law. So it's a very messy jurisdictional question as to whether, if you like, the Irish authorities have any fallback role in ensuring the privacy of this data.
Are you surprised, TJ, because most people who go online, while they might be horrified about this, will know that if they search for something, if they have a conversation on Facebook, they suspect that it's all being tracked and monitored anyway.
Well, in fact, a former head of privacy for Microsoft revealed the legal situation here in a report that was commissioned for the European Union in January of this year. So in January, that report revealed that under the US Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the standard which applied to European citizens' data in the cloud was a very, very low one, that it could be accessed by US intelligence for things like general foreign intelligence, or even possibly for the purposes of economic espionage. And there was a little bit of concern about this at the time, but it largely passed unnoticed. So it's only, I think we have to say that he was prescient at the time to point this out, and that it's only once the implications of this became obvious to everyone that we revisited this and said, look, this was an earlier warning we should have paid attention to.
TJ, thanks for speaking to us. That's TJ McIntyre, UCD School of Law and Chairman of Digital Rights Ireland. We'll be talking to Billy Hawkes, the Data Protection Commissioner, after 8 o'clock.